podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Well, the other night I was on the phone with my dad while I was doing my nightly ironing.
Oh, that's right. That's your Zen moment.
Which is what I do. And he was like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just doing my ironing. And he proceeded to kick into a story that he has told me 1,000 times. He said, well, you need to be careful with that ironing board there in the iron with your little boy Reed running around. He's like, because when I was a kid,
oh boy,
I was running around with my brothers, roughhousing in a room with an ironing board and an iron on it. And they knocked that ironing board onto me, and that iron landed right on my bare chest because I didn't have a shirt on.
We guess it burned the mark of an iron onto him.
Seared an iron mark into his chest, which he carried around for a good 20 years. And I just kind of was like, I've heard this so many times. I'm kind of calling BS on it
He's
now.
He's a BSer, yeah.
Why can't, I think this is something the dads do, that they make up elaborate stories instead of just saying, hey, be careful that iron doesn't fall on your son.
Right. Uh-huh.
He's got to add some sort of story to really reinforce the point.
Get the message across.
And I think it's BS.
I think it's a rite of passage as a dad. My dad has two. One, when he was a kid, whenever they had dental problems, they didn't have the money to pay for the Novocaine if they had to get a tooth pulled, for example. Ugh. But they did have the money for the headphones. So dad would sit in the dentist chair and he would listen to music through the headphones and just have his teeth pulled without any Novocaine. And then the second is my middle brother was born at home, and the labor went by so quick the midwife wasn't there. So dad actually, birthed my brother. He was the doctor, and he caught him with his baseball mitt. I went out to the garage.
Baseball mitt.
I grabbed my baseball mitt, and Daniel just fell right in there.
No.
Yes.
You'll be really surprised to know that I come from a family of BSers and a father who was a BSer. He was a fisherman, loved to fish, and his favorite fish story was to, and when I was six, I believed this story. Because my sister's only about 18 months older than I am. He supposedly, after she was born, he was so proud, or was like that, and put a picture in his wallet. And then he goes out fishing, and he hooks this big giant fish that's just fighting. He's in this little boat on this pond, and he gets capsized. He loses his wallet. And he says, when I was born, he went out like the next day and was fishing in that same pond, landed this big fish, got him in this time, brought the fish home, cleaned the fish, his wallet pops out.
No, shut up.
Wait, it gets better.
No.
The wallet pops out, and inside, there's a picture not only of my sister, but a picture of me.
No. What?
Right.
So he was a magical fish
right.
as well.
And I'm six, and I was like whoa. What was it? Who was it that told us the one about the ice cream truck that was so good? That
Is that Chris?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was somebody. They told us that their dad told them that when you hear the ice cream truck, if the music's playing, it means they're out of ice cream.
Perfect. I love that.
Is that one of the greatest?
It's the best. Oh, they're out lines. Again.
Yeah, you hear the music. Oh,
they're always out.
It's so funny. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
What's the outlandish dad story?
My dad used to drive my friends and I to work or to school in the morning, and TLC was on the radio one morning, and he was singing along, and we were all amazed that he knew the words. It was like, oh my God, my dad's the coolest. And he started to tell us a story that he used to be in the group, and he was showing them up, and he was making them look bad, so they kicked him out of the group, but they named the group after him. It stands for They Love Craig.
That's great.
That is one of the best stories
that
ever.
That is beautiful.
That hit no scrubs. It was about me.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well.
They Love Craig.
Good morning, Crystal.
Hello.
Outlandish dad story.
Okay, so my dad's a mechanic. And he said one day his buddy was working on a car and something happened to the jack and it almost fell on him and he ran over. And because of his adrenaline, he was able to lift the car up and lift it up and keep it up so he could get out from under it.
Sure.
Yeah,
so
one of
human strength.
One of those stories.
Saved
yeah.
a life.
Yeah. So that was my dad's stronger than your dad's story.
He had his spinach. Crystal, have a fun day.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Brock. Good morning, Brock.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're all good. What's your dad's BS story?
Oh, my dad's BS story is that he used to do a lot of hunting every now and again. And every now and again, he would go to my uncle's house, who apparently had a possum problem. and they'd set a live trap, and he gave me stories about how he would be able to reach into the live trap and take the possum out with his bare hands without getting a scratch on him.
Oh, right, sure.
I love a good possum
story. He's a possum whisperer.
It's not as good as wrestling an alligator, but I guess it's close.
Pretty good,
pretty
though.
Close.
Brock, have a great day. We appreciate possum. Your call. Hey, Danielle.
Good morning.
So what did your dad do?
Well, we went on family vacation to Orlando where my aunt and uncle live with my cousins. And my uncle took us to watch the shuttle launch early the next morning.
Oh, wow.
And I was 12. My brother was not quite 10. And he asked my dad how they got the fire lit under the rockets. And my dad handed him a matchbook and said, go ahead and, you know, keep on not listening to your mother and we'll find out.
Meaning, wow. They bad kids take the matches and go light the rocket.
Yeah, that's what my dad told him, and he believed it for about 2 years.
That's extreme.
That's pretty funny. There's a little kid under there lighting it.
Danielle, drive carefully, okay?
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Good morning, Tammy.
Hi.
All right, let's hear your outlandish dad story.
Well, my dad told me when I was really little that he adopted me from the gypsies.
Sure. Uh-huh. Right.
I guess they had, he told me they came through town and they left me behind. So he adopted me. And I didn't even really know what the gypsies were when I was really young, you know, and then I got a little older and kept asking questions about it. And when I was about 9 or 10, I really started to believe him, and I went crying to my mom one day, just wanting more of the details, and she just got so mad at my dad.
I like the way some of the stories just stick for years.
They escalate, yeah.
Tammy, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah.
Have a great day. So
pretty
there
funny.
You go. Dads are all full of
dads
BS.
Dads are awesome.
And we love them.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.